Ilum Arosha, it's coming to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him the first that he doesn't want him to go. Everybody knows the famous word of the going, this week's parasha. The Vilna going. Oh. You want Tikta? Tikta. Kitsa. So everybody knows the famous word the going says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bilam not to go, not to curse Klal Yisrael. It says, who are these guys with you? Who are these people that came to you? Bolak ben Tzipor, Bolak had sent a whole bunch of chevra over to Bolak to Bilam to get him to curse Klal Yisrael, to stop their stampede, to stop their conquering of all the lands. So Bolak Kaya sends to Bilam, the sorcerer. It's the English. He sends to Bilam, who knew how to do certain witchcraft, was trying to do a certain zachin in order to help people be victorious in battle. He sends them, help us out. So Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Bilam and asks him innocently. Obviously, Kodesh Baruch Hu knew was, but as Rashi says, to get him to realize, to get him to talk. And he says, who are these people? So he says, these are these people, Baruch sent me these men. I'm a kosher person. I'm known the world. Shem says, don't go with them. Don't go with them. The pasuk continues. But Yochum Bilam gets up in the morning and says, I can't go with you. Shem doesn't let me. But he says in a way that makes him believe that he sends more Chashva princes to come. Maybe they'll come. Kitsa, they sent more Chashva people to come to Bilam. We're going to mechabit you everything. Hashem says, if you want, go with them. Okay, Shem says to go. Right, the pasuk says Bilam gets up in the morning and he goes with the people of Balak, the messengers, the Chashiv, the Sarn princes, the head of state, the secretary of state of Balak's Medina. They go together. Vayicha af Hashem, Hashem gets angry. So Bilam's going to explain what's going on. Hashem just told me he should go. So he says, Hashem told him to go, but not with the same kavanah. You should go, but what I tell you to do. You should go, but not with the purpose of cursing. Yeah, but he went with that kavanah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vaita, we find that the pasuk tells us that Bilam is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go with them, together with them. And here we find a new lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Leich imho anashim," go with together with those people. And according to the Vilna Gaon, this means that originally HaKadosh told him that he finds two lashonos in the Torah. Es v'im. Es means to go together. Itam, or itam, or es means to go together with different kavanos. Im or imam means to go together with the same kavanos. So that's what the Gaon answers all the questions. Hashem originally told him not to go. But when he told him to go, he told him to go with them. Yes, he told him, but not with the same kavanah. He went with them in. But now comes another Indian. By later on, the parasha says, Kum lech im. Go together with him. Hashem gives him a shus to go together, mamish, with the Sori Moloch. With the intention, of his own intention, which was his intention to curse, just like the Sori Moloch wanted. Dear Rashi brings Maim Chazal, which is very fascinating. Chazal say on this in Makis Daf Yud, B'derech She'odom Roitze Leilech Moedich Moedich. And the way a person wants to go, Hashem lets him go. Yeah? So says the pasuk. In a way a person wants to go, B'derech She'odom Roitze Leilech Moedich Moedich. What is the Shara by saying? So Be'etzem, we want to say a Yisoy, Be'etzem, it's interesting. The Gemara itself, the Gemara doesn't say this part on the Pasuk later on when he goes together with Bilam. It says it earlier. In the original time when Hashem said to go with the Sari Balak, but with a different Kavan, there it says the Deir Shalom Barat Zedera. I want to say a Gevaldik Yisoy over here, but that there's two Dinim. That there's two halachas of the Deir Shalom Barat Zedera. And both are true. Both like says, and that is avada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a person and shows a person and gives direction to a person the way he should go. That means that a person has bechira. A person can choose right and wrong. A person can pick in his own way to go. And not only that, but Molichon Oisoy, as the Marshal says, the angels will take him that way. Molichon is Russian plural, not Molich. Molichon Oisoy. There will be angels that carry him that way. He will Siyat Nishmaya to go on that way. And this is what's meant in this parasha, I believe. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bilam to go with the Sari Volok in the beginning, go with a different kavana, you go with together physically, but your mind can't be on cursing like that. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put obstacles in his way. Hashem put these obstacles, as we know the famous story, he was on the donkey, and he's going on the way, and the donkey sees what he doesn't see. The donkey sees the Malach standing there with a Chayabai Shlufay in his yadai. And of course, Baruch has sent this Malach, as Rashi says, the murder of the Gazar, that this Malach was a Malach Elohim, was a Malach of Rachamim, was a Malach of mercy, that even Bilam, who had chosen to go with Sari Baruch in the wrong way, Hashem got angry, Hashem still had Rachmanis on it, and he sent different ways to stop him. He sent the Malach with the sword stuck out, then they were in an area very, very close to the area, and again the donkey sees the Malach and he goes into the kier. And then he sees the Malach and goes over on the side. Each time the Malach is there, sticking out the knife, the sword, preventing Bilam from going. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was ki'ilu, giving a warning, telling Bilam, showing Bilam, it's not good for you. Stay away. Danger zone! Stay away! This is not where you should be headed! And yet, Bilam doesn't listen. He continues on. And therefore, he showed a different level of B'derech Shalom Rotzei Leilech. And so much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally submitted and let him go together with his Alba Kavana. B'derech Shalom Rotzei Leilech Malich Oisah. So there was two stages of the B'derech I want to tie. The Gemara is not steered to what Rashi brings. The first stage of B'derech Shalom Rotzei Leilech was a lower dive, and Hashem let him go with a different kavana, but he let him go. The second stage was that he let him go with the same kavana im Sarevim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he had, even though he had given Bilam the warning, even though he had tried to prevent it, even though he had sent different amazim, different obstacles to show him that this is not the right way, Bilam did not learn the lessons. And this is the biggest story of all time. A big Yisrael. You have to learn to listen to the messages that are out there. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes sends messages that this is not good for you. And he's doing it even if Taki was angry at you, he did something wrong. But sometimes you're going somewhere, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you missed the bus. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to think, maybe he's trying to prevent me, maybe he's just trying to help me. Maybe I'm not going to the exact good place. Maybe this so-called kosher beach is maybe more like an unkosher beach. Maybe the kosher of this beach you know, is maybe just stands for the food that's sold on the beach, but everything else is unkosher. Maybe, just maybe, because Bo is trying to prevent you from something very, very. So what's a person supposed to do? A person has to live with his finiteness. Then if a villain would have thought for a second, what's going on here? What's going on? Because Bo is sending him warnings. Because Bo put a mouth out there with a knife in front of the mouse and racked him. Don't go this way! Danger! It's a danger zone! Attack on the servant of Shaddai! Bilam was killed by the sword! Who liked that same sword? The sword that was the warning that Bilam, this is the path to death! This is the way to death! He was warned! That's him, and Medrash said the murder to get finished by him. Some say that this stone that he banged into, Chazal say Bilam was Lavan. He was a Gilgal of Lavan. And Lavan had made a peace treaty with Yaakov Avinu. Everybody knows in the parasha, the end of the parasha, that Lavan had made a peace treaty. Lavan had made a peace treaty with Yaakov Avinu. What was the peace treaty? That they made, put up a stone. They said, "You can't go past this stone, Lahora, to do bad to Klal Yisrael." He said to Lavan, and Yaakov Avinu said the other way. He said, "This is the Medrash." He was banging into the stone. It was supposed to remind him. You made an oath. You made an oath that you're not going to pass over the stone to kill, cause to damage, to danger Klal Yisrael. You're not going to pass over the stone to do harm to Klal Yisrael. This was the message. The Bilam didn't hear the message. But not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something, a miracle. He opened up the mouth of the Asai. A donkey talked, the boy said. The first time in history. Not the last. But the mice, a donkey talked. There are many, no. It's probably the last time that a donkey talked. Maybe there's people that act like a donkey that talk. But people, the donkey talked. The Kushbo opened the mouth of the donkey. Can we can't imagine what that is, the boy said. And he said to him three words. Lama zei ki sani shosh pomin, zei shosh pomin, shosh regolim. Why have you hit me three times? Question is, what do you mean, why did he hit him? He wasn't listening. Vayoyma, but you're a Bilam, the Osan over Yiftah, which has been a Yitam Bilam, Moya Sisi Lecha, Ki Gisoni Zer Shosh Regalim. And he uses the word Regalim. Very interesting word of us, the donkey chose to use. I mean, he didn't learn, maybe he did once, but he never learned the Yeshiva. The donkey never learned the Yeshiva. He wasn't accepted. Never applied here. But anyway, he was never accepted. And yet he says, Zeh Shalosh Regalim. What's he talking about Shalosh Regalim for? Rashi says, Shalosh Regalim. Rashi says earlier, the Shalosh Regalim refers to Ramaz Lato, Vash Lako Uma, Hachodegesh, Shalosh Regalim. You're going by Shoni. You're going to attack. You're going to, against the nation that celebrates the Shalosh Regalim. Bilam, one of the smartest goyim there was. Think for a second, what's going on? The mouth of a donkey talks. It says Shalosh Regalim. Do you know? Think for a second, Bill. What's happening? Kodesh Baruch had so much Rachmanis, he made a nace, pushing a nace. Ul to give the warning. The Bilam, to hear the message. Bilam, hear the message, wake up! Smell the coffee! There's a message, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sending you a message! Can't be clearer! Zeh Shalosh Regalim! What could the donkey mean? And Bilam continues on his way. That was a new dagger, that was the spitz dagger of the Derech Shel Metzalel. And the person wants to go in a certain way. He wants to go in a certain way. He's going to continue in that way, even connected all the warnings that I'm giving. To continue to the minefield. Warning! You will be blown to smithereens! Dum 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 dum. He's walking around back into the minefield. Are you crazy? Big signs! You'll be blown, every part of your body will be blown up! Here he is, hiking through the minefields. You never know. I always have a chance of not stepping on a mine. What are you, mining the sugar? You're going through a minefield? There's all these warnings of us in our lives. And we don't see them. They're clear messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not the right way. Why are you going here? Because there's so much rachmanis on us. And even on a person like Bilam, who's a Rosh and a Rusha. Because we had rachmanis on him. You don't think he has rachmanis on every yid? And he sends us messages. Don't go in that way. Will he take away our bechira? No. Will we be able to do it anyway? Yes. But don't be foolish. Because Bo's warning you. Because Bo's sending you the signals. He's giving you the signs. Curveball. He's giving you the signs. Hear out the signs. Listen to your message. And it sometimes be so clear and people don't see it. Because brothers say, don't go in that way. Look what happens. Look what's going on in your life. Look how much every time you go to that place you fall, his brother took it away. Nope. That's good. That's going back to that place. I know it was Mikshol there. I know it was this. I'm going back. I know it's difficult for me to end. I'm going back. Why? Because bro sent you signs, many signs. Stay away from that place. Things happen in that place that weren't good for you. But he's not going to take away the chiyuv. Derech Shel Metzalel laid that body. So much so that even can they, after all the warnings, if you still want to go, because bro will give. Malichin, let's see how the Shemaya is going that way. But the Shem wants you to think. Take out the time. Take. It's one of the biggest problems in this generation of understanding. No one has time to think. The world out there hasn't given us, they have stolen the opportunity of understanding. Just saw an article recently in one of these magazines, how the complaint is that boredom, there's much less hours of boredom on the average in the world today. And that's because we have all these different gadgets, all these different things. So a guy was like, wow, it's gewaldig. People are not bored, they're busy all the time. What are they busy with? Solitaire for 47 hours? What are they busy with? What are they occupying their minds with? A Jew understood all his life that a person needs time to think, to be with himself a little bit, to think, to disbine it. Not to sometimes carry on in the way, as the Sashon described in Bar Gimel, that a guy runs away like the horse, who runs out into battle without thought, he runs straight ahead. That's what a horse runs. He doesn't know right from there, a cannon's blowing away, he doesn't see the danger, he just runs. And how many humans run into battle without thinking first? This is a big danger of us, because you can be, like we said, blown up. You can be so geschmacked. And it didn't have to be that way. If you would have had a little bit forethought, if you would have thought into a little bit, you're taking the time out to be explaining, to think, to see the messages, to see, because Bo talks to us. If only Hashem would come to me and tell me that I shouldn't do this thing, I shouldn't go to this place. He's not telling you sometimes. He's not giving you messages. You don't have enough money. The bus didn't come. The bus broke down. This happened. That happened. Because Bo was sending clear messages. You could continue on. You could be most nefesh to get there. But be explaining for a second. Why that? Why did I have this difficulty? Why did this struggle? And be'etzem, it's a difficult decision to make, because sometimes, even in the right way we go, there are struggles. And therefore, a person has to know the opposite. You have to continue on those struggles also. But you have to, the way to differentiate is to think. The most precious aver in the body of us is the moyach. That's why it's protected by a skull. That's why it's so protected. No other aver is protected by such a hard substance. The body protects the inner avarim, but it's soft, it's basa. There's no avarim that protects the skull, the brain, as the skull. It's very, very, even when they have to do major surgery in the skull, they use a chainsaw to get into the skull. The skull is so thick. To protect that beautiful, unbelievable koyach in a person's in the body, the moyach, the brain, which has the opportunity to think things out, to discuss things, to work it out, and to find out what is the right path I should follow in my life. This is my life. Joseph Feinstein, this is your life. The way it's going to go is totally the derech she'adam rotzeh leilech. The way you're going to succeed in life, where you're going to be headed, where you're going to be 20 years from now, is not going to be telling anybody but yourselves. Oh, it's my Rebbe, it's my third cousin, my grandmother, it's this, it's that. It's not telling anybody but them. For Adam, Reuter, Leila, what way do you truly want to go? Bein Hazmanim, Rebbe! So difficult! What's going to be with me, Bein Hazmanim? Rebbe, can you make my schedule for me? Rebbe, maybe you can learn for me, daven for me, do everything for me, Rebbe! I'm going to have someone else put the food in my mouth because it's lazy. We're on lazy day schedule in the summer. I don't do anything. Sit back in a chair. Everything comes to me. And my din is now so terrible. And it's not my fault. It's not my problem. It's because I'm here. It's because I'm there. Because I don't have a schedule. I'm not in yeshiva. I'm not this. I'm not that. Shtusim. Derech she'odom roitzer leilach malichim. The way you want to go, that's how the new year. If you want to learn Benazmanim, you want to accomplish Benazmanim in any stage of your life, you want to be successful, the Derech she'odom roitzer leilach. It's totally how you want to do it. No one else is in control of your life. No one else can lead your life. No one else can make it for you or break it for you, except you, yourself, and your eye, all three of you. No one else will. It's the most important lesson you can learn, the Derash Adam Roitz and Lenach, that nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is yourselves. The only thing that can mess yourselves up is yourselves. The biggest enemy of somebody is his own self. I see many times, Bachem, they shoot themselves in the foot. They might shoot themselves in the foot. They do so successful, they do something stupid. Why do you do that? They're having so much success and they do something really absurd. Why? With this friend effort? No, but that's what I'm going to learn. If you really want to do the right thing, you do it. And all the difficulties and the shverkat, I know people Bein Hazmanim. I once had a bacha. He was here for Bein Hazmanim. It was all being Eretz Yisrael, the worst thing ever. No, he's taking Eretz Yisrael. Terrible. I'm not saying it's the best thing about Yisrael. I'm not saying we're the best thing. I told this father was in third. Oh, he used to walk every single day. He made that was his schedule. One day he came to my house. We learned to come out to home Masechta Brachas. Come to my house for a couple of hours again. We learned together. And he walked back. And that was his tiyul. And the guy Stein today became a big Ben Torah. All from the Ben Hazman. So you say this, that. He wanted. That's all. He wanted. Oh, but what am I going to do? I'm here, I'm in Iceland, and there's not so many, you know, not so many Eskimos know how to learn. Who's going to be my chavrusa? You can get dialed up even in Alaska, Rabbi Sai, if you really want. Today, Baruch Hashem, you have a phone. Oh, there's no one to learn with, no one to do. Baruch Hashem, there's thousands of shiurim on the phone. Not internet. Stay away from the internet. Oh, just glazing at a few things. don't know how I got onto this channel. Never. Just happened to be looking for something, you know. The Sech the Chagiga, and happened to get Mrs. Chagiga. Chagit. Little change of the, you know, I pressed the wrong little button over there. Instead of Ches Gimel Yud Gimel, Ches Gimel Yud Tav. Chagit. But so we shall double up by side. Derech Sha'adam Roitze Lehem Vachos. No one can make or break you. Bein as mom, you really want to do successful, get back, you get in, you get back, you don't wait 3 weeks and then you slowly roll out of bed. Okay, now let me make a chavrusa. You get back right away while he's still fresh. And he said, I'm making a chavrusa. Who am I going to get a chavrusa with? I'm going to the Rav. Yes, I want to learn this one. I'm going to the rabbi of the shul. I'm going to, there's a good shtaga avre. You go always say, yeah, I want to learn. Please, learn with me. I know I better not be doing. You'll see, you'll have a slogan if you really want. But you go over to, yeah, I don't know, ask that guy, should I, shouldn't I? 3 days pass, and finally you walk over to the guy and say, I don't know if I really want to learn, but if I want to learn, if you want to learn, maybe we can learn together. You come over with a derech shalom roitze leilo yasiyat nishmaira boysa. You get a choshev avrech, a guy down the block, you know, a good bocha. You know, you don't have any good bocha in Tveras Chag, they're not around, or whatever. You go to another yeshiva, they're also good bachum, other yeshivas also a boysan. And you go get a bachum in that yeshiva, an avrech. And you make a chavrusa in the morning, right after davening every day at 8 o'clock. You're going to be up every day at 8 o'clock. You're going to be there. You're going to make a chavrusa, you're going to be there. You see, unbelievable, see, Adesh Ma'am, Ben Azman, you come back, mechuzik a boysan. After Chandor, a boysan, last, by Purim time, I came to America. And Taka, one of our Taka Chevra over here, Baruch Hashem, he decided to make a koilo, start a koilo. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of our yeshiva was starved to it, and other Baruch also. And every day they came in, they learned the Chavrusa, the Hasmada. It was a B'derech, Baruch Hashem, Rosh people wanted, they did it. There's no excuses for this. If you really want to do it, you can do it. And the worst is now, you can get a Chavrusa, you get on the phone. You listen to a shiur on the phone. There's so much availability of shiurim, of svarim, of English, everything they have today. Everybody, there's no excuse for anybody not learning today. Ben Azman. And you stay attached to the learning and the davening, and you mechazik. You stay away from the things that Hashem will help you to stay away, unless you force it. You don't hang around the guys, they're gonna make trouble for you, take you to the wrong place, you stay away from those chavra. You'll see about you have a myriadic of Venezuelan. You have a myriadic of chizit. You'll see first of all on your own that you can do it. That gives so much confidence about it. How many people always go, oh yeah, you could do it. If you rotten is there with their shalom right to Layla, you have a strong rotten for it. You can do it. And that gives you confidence. That gives you a feeling of satisfaction. I can do it. I don't have to be with my rebbeim all around me. I can do it. I can be successful. I can grow outside the yeshiva itself. It's a lesson for life, it was. Not only for Bina's life. There's no situation in life that you can't say to yourself, I want to change. I want to grow. I have to be working. I have to be doing what I can do it. I can change. It could be this obstacle, this difficulty, you can do it. You gotta have just the rods. Do you want it or not? I couldn't get up for davening. It's impossible. You wanna get up for davening? Because I'll say, but then I'll show you right to lay that on the house. No such thing, you can't. If you can't, you don't want. But don't say, I want, but I can't. If you can't, you don't really want. The Vitera Shalom Lord to learn the Holy Ghost. Ve'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu Yisrael. We don't realize how chashuv these 2 months are for us, Baruch Hu Yisrael. Elul is coming, Roshan is coming, Kippur is coming, Ve'ele Ki Yom Tovim Makam Baruch Hu Yisrael. The difference when a person comes into them and a feeling of continuous shtayim, when he has to come in, he has to pick up the pieces all over again. He has to get off the plane and onto the air, spiritual ambulance. get to repair his whole body, and by Rosh Hashanah time he's starting to feel the same feelings. Whereas there's a hemshich from this man, and he goes into it, and he continues, he at least holds some of what he got. He comes to El Ma'ud a hemshich, it's a different Elul, Rabbi said. It's a different Elul, it's a different Hashanah, it's a Yom Kippur. It's not just Bnei Zman we have to lose, Rabbi said. It's the beginning of next year, which is so chashuv also. Let's make that effort. Let's yarg val yarg of li ayin hor of li nether. Let's try very stark to make chavrusas right away in the morning. I always tell everybody, make the chavrusas right in the morning. As soon as they have to down, make a chavrusa. Don't say, yeah, I'll learn later tonight. Before I go to bed every night, I'll keep a little mishnayot by my bed. There he is. How many mishnayot you learned this? Well, I did a line of the first mishnah, brachos. Usually, whenever I got to the second line, it was usually the morning. I opened my eyes, it was the morning. But not the next day, 2 days later. I sleep doubled in this model. Make up for me for this man. I sleep 2 days at a time. Make the chavrusha right away in the morning. Get up and down, and you see, you feel so good, the accomplishment. You don't need the vekker. You don't need David Wiener coming in and zapping you. You don't need shaman to take off your covers. I could be my own vector of myself. Wake myself up. Zap myself. Get up. You go to davening. A normal hour of myself. You feel good. You start the day probably right after davening. On the balcony. Don't go anywhere. Just going for a small little breakfast. And then a little nap I'll have. Next thing he knows, it's 9:30 at night. We had the day go by. The long summer day. We had it go by. And that's the night time. What am I supposed to do? I'm bored. So I have two options. Friends are going out to the base cafe. The cafe house. For a little bit, liqueur. In French. We're going to have a little schnapps. But I don't know if I want to stay. Well, I'll stay in the house, and I'll maybe watch something. Small little show. Something intellectual. We're not going to watch anything bad. We're going to watch what's that thing called? That yellow, used to be that. See all the jungles in Africa. What? National Geographic. Pastor Shalom Rebbe. You can't encourage me. National Geographic. What could be bad about National Geographic? The problem is the national ends, and soon it just becomes geographic. we lose the national after a while. Then it becomes geographic. Get to see other islands, the other Zachim going on. And then the night passes, it's 3 in the morning already because we slept the whole day, and the next day starts again. Finally gets to sleep like 4:45 in the morning. I highly doubt it, but if you had to put money on it, he's not getting up at the 8 o'clock minyan. Some of it is man. Yankee, get up! It's 4 in the afternoon again! Not again, Dad. Another day out. It's heartbreaking to yourselves, it's heartbreaking to your family, seeing a guy just laying around. Make the effort, make the kriyas every day, even if it's a small amount. I tie it to guys with big yisoy. Make a 15-minute seder for that. That's it, that's all. You'll see sometimes if you want to be mamshin, 15-minute, a person should try to do an hour and a half, whatever. But the nice thing, you can't do a long time in the morning. Get up for davening, make a 15-20 minute seder with somebody. If you can't find something with yourself, take a chumash and rashi, learn it in the morning, right away. Your whole Bnei Zman will be different. I guarantee you, you'll come back and feel like $1 million if you learn 20 minutes a day. But it was right away after getting up for a minyan and doing and learning right away. And you'll see sometimes you want to say, oh, this is Gishma, I'm going to learn a little more. Sometimes you'll never know, you won't really realize it. It's 2 or 3, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon already. You see, it's a different world out there. You feel amazing. The day will start off on such a right foot, Rabbi Zayn. Your whole day will have siyach. This is the pool for Venice Lions. And it's not telling anybody. Yeah, my brother didn't wake me up. My sister was fighting with my younger sister last night. Yeah, my aunt came over, and Shirley, she was talking all night to my mother about, I don't know about what, new shekels that came out in the African jungle. It just came out, African baboon hair. They were talking about the baboonie new shekel. And they were talking for hours. I couldn't sleep. You couldn't sleep. You wanted to hear about it. You know, you had your head to the door with a glass. You couldn't see, you know, you couldn't sleep so well. But the mice, at the end of the day, there's no one who's in control of my last seconds. You can make or break it. Stop blaming on Aunt Shirley. Stop blaming on your sister. Stop blaming on this person didn't wake me up. Remember, there's Baruch who loves you. He's going to give you all the opportunities to be successful, and he's going to try to help you not to mess yourself up. But you are in control. Whether you're going to make it or break it. Your famous man now is going to be decided on your choice, the way you want to go. You become great, become elevated. Come back to Elzman, an uplifted Ramatzev or Chas Hashem. What do you want? Remember, don't waste what you accomplish so many of the worst feeling when a person accomplishes and then he throws it out in his mind. Chas Hashem is compared to a guy who heats up a pot and wants to boil water. Never knows the boiling point. You can heat it up just under that boiling point and take it off the stove. You can't cook with it. Water is not boiled. You can't eat, drink that water yet. It's not boiled. So now, cool down, you heat it up again. Didn't help how much heat was there before. You have to reheat it. You have to start it again. Start it again a few minutes later, for that half, 20 minutes later. Unless you apply the heat consistently, then the water is going to boil. We get heated up, get close, and then we have this Benes Lana again, that cools us off again. We get heated up, we never reach the boiling point. But every time we have these Benes Lana, it cools us down. Let's try to keep the water warm enough for myself. When we come back Elo, we get so heated up that our neshama turns on. It becomes an andre chefzer of myself, the koyach of Elo of myself, the koyach of young men may run to change us. Zoyachav Eiz Hashem is Ben Azman, the one that we always remember. The Ben Azman that was different, the Ben Azman that I decided, me, myself, and I, not my friend told me, not my friend convinced me, I decided to make a difference in my life, to make my life better, to accomplish, to elevate myself. The Eiz Hashem is part of the Simcha, the big Shema, that I guarantee you'll have, it can last into the Elozman, continue on and growing. An unbelievable source of nachas of Boisai. Be ikka to yourself. Be a nachas to yourself. You give yourself so much nachas. You tell yourself, look at myself. Look at yourself in the mirror. There I am. Look how much I came. And that's been as long. Look what I was doing, where I was. Every night, who knows, hanging with me. Now, Baruch Hashem, I go to sleep a normal hour. And I get up and I accomplish. Nachas to your parents. And nachas to yeshiva. Nachas to Klal Yisrael Boisai. Zoicha. Give that nachas to everybody. Zeruch Be'ez Hashem. Suss this chaskus in the time of Rifyon. Be'ez Hashem. Zeruch to Mashiach. Sikeim. Heim. Heim.